We're at the 2017 National FFA Convention, and we're talking with one of the top agricultural instructors from across the United States, as honored here at the 17 convention, Jonathan Holloway from the Owosso FFA Chapter and Ag Education Department. Jonathan, congratulations. You're one of seven regional winners, right?
Thank you. Yeah, yes, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm a Region 2 winner for NAAE Outstanding Teacher Award and feel very humbled by that that honor. There are many ag teachers across the state that will and nation that will maybe never be recognized, but certainly should be in our noble profession. So I'm very humbled by the award.
Now, you're 8 or 10 years into teaching ag, right?
This is actually year number 12. It really has. People say time flies when you're having fun, so I guess that's what's happened. I actually started my teaching career the first 2 years. I did my student teaching under Gerald Parks in Calera, Oklahoma, and then was hired on there to Calera to be in a two-teacher program there with him, and then after 2 years had the opportunity to come to Owosso, and I still look back at Calera with very fond memories and what I learned from Mr. Parks there. I've been very blessed to have two great teaching partners, which I would accredit all of my success to. Gerald Parks being one of those who had taught for 30-plus years when I started with him, and then also Scott Nemechek, who is my current teaching partner there at Owosso. He's been teaching agriculture education for 33 years now, and I've been able to learn from what I consider the best. The guys are very, very intelligent, great core values, great morals, values, expectations for their students, and so I credit a lot of who I am today because of those two older men that have kind of shaped and molded me in my career. So.
Interesting that you came from and started at a very rural area of the state of Oklahoma, and you've gone to one of the most urban parts of the state of Oklahoma in the Owosso district.
Yeah, I was actually telling somebody earlier that when I started out, I grew up in a limousine cattle ranch in southwest Oklahoma. Very fond memories of pulling my very first bottle calf behind my bicycle at 6 years old, and I had a halter on her, and the rest was history. My love for agriculture was definitely along the livestock side. As I continued to progress through high school experience there at Chattanooga, had was fortunate to have great instructors like Mr. Eric Bilderback and Mr. Barkley Holt and Mr. Fred Crosser. Was not my ag teacher, but he has since passed, but he made a huge impact on my life. I remember giving the FFA creed after the banquet when I was a fifth grader. He had already kind of started shaping and molding me to be involved in FFA, and I just never dreamed in a million years that I would have had the kind of experience that I had. I was fortunate enough to serve as a state officer for a couple of years and a state president in 2002-03, and I was a shy, awkward, skinny, chicken-legged kid that could not dance to save my life. would never in a million years dream that I would have the opportunities that I've had through the organization. And so consequently, when I started college, thinking that I might want to be a veterinarian, it was through those 2 years of serving Oklahoma FFA in the capacity of a state officer that I really started to focus my career goals on being an agriculture education instructor. And I never quite dreamed what all this profession would lead me to do and the great students that I would have an opportunity to work with. But I've been very blessed to work with great students and parents over the last 12 years and feel very honored to have worked with those people. So
the FFA program, it, you know, continues to renew itself and evolve, and from the days when it was called Future Farmers of America to today, what's changed from the time you first got involved, and where do you see the organization going?
I think one of the things that's really important is that the organization, we make sure that we don't get too far from our roots. Just kind of personal observations that I've seen, even from a national perspective, is just making sure that we don't lose touch with the foundation of agriculture, and that is in the fields and pastures that are scattered across the United States. We currently face a huge issue with the information gap that exists between consumers and producers, and just making a connection there, and us not losing the fact that if it weren't for the 1.2% of our U.S. population that's directly involved in production agriculture, we wouldn't be able to eat. And I know we say that, and we throw that phrase around a lot and that statistic around a lot, but it is so true, and we have to recognize what our role is in that. And so I think one of as we move forward, there's still plenty of our students in the National FFA organization that have strong production backgrounds. And I think it's important for them to, those people as well, to get involved in the organization and to get into leadership positions. I think it's important as well that we continue to maintain the same core values and characteristics and qualities that were instilled in young people that grew up in a production agriculture background. There's a reason that people raise their families on a farm and ranch, and there's qualities and characteristics that are developed there that are hard to explain to other people. It's something that I feel very fortunate to have grown up in that type of setting, and something I want for my own children. I mean, we currently live, like you said, Mr. Hayes, in an urban area. Owosso is the fourth largest high school in the nation, and I grew up in a town of 400 people. I think there's 800 teachers in our district, so there's twice as many district teachers in our school system as I had growing up. So I think it's just very important that we stay true to our roots, stay true to who we are as the National FFA organization. And just because we don't go by Future Farmers of America anymore, that doesn't mean that we forget those strong roots in agriculture. And it's more than just about the mouths that we feed, but it's also about the character and the type of people that we are. And that's what we hope to instill. I won't have very many students that have a strong agriculture background, but my goal as a teacher for them is for them to have those same skills as if they had been raised on a farm or ranch.
I guess that is a very significant challenge when you are in a largely urban school district and a school itself. Ag education is kind of the outlier in some ways.
Oh, well, very much so. One of the things that's unique about our program is that there, and our school system is that there are probably a lot of people in our community even where in a smaller community, the FFA chapter might be the kind of the pillars of that community. I don't know that in Owosso that we're necessarily that way. I know that there are people that know that we have a successful program, but there are 90 some electives that students can take in Owosso High School, and which is just tremendous to me because I grew up in a small town, and we played basketball, baseball, and everybody was involved in agriculture education and FFA. So it's a very much a different environment. We were able to recruit students for our program from the time that they're seventh graders, and we get to speak to 700 seventh graders every year, many of them having no clue what our program is, or maybe their parents, whatever their idea of FFA or ag education was when they were growing up in high school. And so we have to overcome those kind of myths or misinformation that there might be about our program, so that we can instill confidence in people and what we're able to produce in their students. And to me, that's very exciting. Regardless of the career profession they choose one day, if we have people that we have helped have an appreciation, develop an appreciation for the agriculture industry, regardless of what they're going to do one day, they'll always look back on their experience, hopefully appreciating the skills that they've obtained through agriculture education and FFA, but also being a voice for American agriculture. The communication issues that we face in this country because of social media is very real, and we have to recognize that if we don't step up and stand up for the agriculture industry and tell the story of American farmers and ranchers, somebody else is going to tell that story for us, and it may not be a version that we enjoy.